Well, now, country and western fans of our Hillbilly Hit Parade, this is an interview we're going to give you here with Elvis Presley. It's taken from the Municipal Auditorium up in Wichita Falls, Texas, where we were last night. Elvis played a big show. I think many of you are familiar with that. In fact, a lot of you were up there. We're going to ask Elvis some questions, let him tell you straight, because I think you get more out of it that way, and I know that each and every one of you are just waiting to hear him talk. Elvis, boy, we want to first ask you how old you are.
I'm 21, sir.
You're 21 years old. Your heart, you've got a few months on me, I'll tell you for sure. Tell us, before you got in this music business, what were you doing for yourself?
I was driving a truck.
Driving a truck?
Yeah, I was.
Was that back in Tennessee?
Yeah, I was back in Memphis where I live now. I was trying to say I was learning to be an electrician.
You decided to take the truck driving, huh?
Well, I was driving a truck and I was studying to be an electrician too, see.
I see, and you got all mixed up in this crazy music business,
yeah.
And that tore the electrician deal all to heck, huh?
The electrician and truck's all up.
Now tell us, how'd you get your first break or to make your first record with Sun Records?
Well, I went into Sun Records, and there was a guy in there that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later. I went in and I made my first record, That's Right, Mama.
Yeah, and then from there on, we know a little about what happened, because, boy, those things spun on the turntables like nobody's business. How'd you get your start on the Louisiana Hayride? What brought that all about?
I went down there just a tryout, more or less. And I went down there once, and I went back again a couple weeks later, and the people, they seemed to kind of go for my songs a little bit, so they gave me a job down there.
So from then on, you was a regular. You're not with the Hayride anymore, are you?
No, last Saturday night was my last night down there.
Last night with the Hayride. How'd you pick up these boys, Scotty and Bill? You known them a long time? They live there around you?
Well, they live in Memphis, but I never knew them until we made our first record.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what are you doing now? Just making personal appearances around the country? Is that all you're doing?
Yeah, we just tour in the country, different place every night.
Different places and working TV shows and this and that whenever the occasion comes. Ellis, you made a screen test. Can you tell us the result of that now?
We got a 7-year contract with Paramount Pictures. We'll have a movie coming out, I don't know when, but we started making it in June. It's a movie with Burt Lancaster and Katharine Hepburn called The Rainmaker.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, as I know all of our listeners will, and everything. I got a kick out of that on the hayride last Saturday night, I'll tell you for sure. Well, anything else particularly you want to tell us before we break this little interview up?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I sure appreciate all the spins you've been giving me. You really helped me a lot, and I'd like to tell you how much I appreciate it, and all the wonderful people that have been writing in and buying my records and coming out to their shows, because that's really what makes anybody. It's the people. You make them or break them.
Well, I'll tell you for sure, they sure go for you, for your style, I'll tell you for sure, because we get the cards and letters every day, we play the records. And incidentally, your new album just taking over our Hillbilly Hit Parade. That thing's going like a storm.
That's good, and I'd like to tell you that it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be seeing you again real soon.
We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you.